So, you wanted to be used, huh? Your words, not mine. It's your lucky day, then. I'm so sorry I had to drug you, but if you were fully conscious, that would spoil the surprise. Are you looking for your clothes? I am giving them back, I promise, all in good time. Those jeans looked so good on your perfect ass, but they were in the way. I wanted you completely naked, here, in my basement, chained to this cross, just like this. Arms and legs wide apart, kind of like a gladiator prepared for flogging for the pleasure of a high-born Roman woman. An idea for the next scene, huh? Oh, and sorry about the handcuffs. These might not be big enough for your wrists and definitely not for your ankles, but I couldn't trust ropes when it comes to such strong arms. Such a beast of a man, could I? You probably wonder how exactly I'm going to use you if you're to be handcuffed like that. I shall use you as a mirror. Am I the fairest? The sexiest? Judging by your reaction, I am. And we've only just begun. I want you to stay as you are until I get enough of teasing you. I must get back at you for all your delicious, dirty fantasies you share on GWA. Why is it always men who complain about the cruelty of teasing? Women get frustrated over that too. And I wanted you to get at least some idea of what real frustration is. What? Say that again? It's so hard to make anything out through that gag. Oh, no, my dear boy. Now, I will do all the talking. Later I might let you speak. But before we go any further, I'm going to ask you once. And if the answer is no, I will uncuff you and you are free to go. But you talked about a scenario like this in several of your audios. You said you wanted to be taken. You wanted to be restrained. You wanted to be used. And I want to give that to you. So, here's my question. Yes or no? If you want me to continue, just nod. If you do not want me to continue, shake your head no and I'll set you free. I see. Well, the smile in your eyes along with that nod is all the assurance I need. I think I might let you beg later. Oh, fuck, I love the way you beg. Get the heavy breathing and the panting and the groaning. And I think I will sit in this very chair right in front of you, so close that you can smell my arousal. You want a better look? Perhaps I should pull up my t-shirt. Maybe spread my legs wider and lean back. Yep. No panties. I got them soaking wet when I thought about teasing you. And I just had to take them off. Would you like to see what I'd usually do when I listen to you? Well, I usually take off my clothes. And I like to sit in front of the mirror. Yeah, that one behind your back. I put on my headphones to hear you whisper and groan right into my ear. And I, well, you can see what I do. I start touching myself. First, I just glide my hands all over my body. But I don't have the patience, and I usually go straight to my thighs and push them apart with my hands, pretending that you're doing it or that you're ordering me to do it. And then I start rubbing and tapping and slapping my clit. Just like that. And not always with my fingers. I have so many toys here. Here, I'll show you. This one, this one's my favorite. It's a bit bigger than your cock, as I can see now, but a girl can dream, right? Do you see all these veins and the way it gets thicker and thicker towards the base? And this thing? This thing, it vibrates. When I push it all the way in, it gets pressed right against my clit, right where I need it. Oh, it works like a charm. I am so wet already. Do you want a taste? Just kidding. I'm not taking that gag off, not yet. Perhaps I'll just come closer and rub it off on your face, on your chest, or your big, thick, throbbing cock. You like that? I thought so. Thought you had a thing for wetness. Yeah. I think that you... Oh, I think you'd drink it and swim in it if you could. There you go. So slippery. Perhaps I should get my fingers wet again and reach between your legs from behind. You have a thing for that too, don't you? Such a dirty boy. Don't struggle. Nobody's gonna hurt you, at least not now. And nobody's fingering your ass. Pity, right? Oh, my sweet boy, are you weeping? No? Well, your cock is. All this pre-cum, I bet it tastes delicious. Would you like me to lick your cock? Would you like me to suck it deep into my hot, wet mouth and suck on it until you come right down my throat? Yeah, so would I. But not tonight. I'll just squeeze you between my thighs like that and rub your cock a bit against my wet, wet cunt. So hard you are. It must be aching like hell. Desperate to fuck my tight, wet, hot pussy for so long. It's just torture. Buck your hips and whimper all you want. Okay. Maybe just the tip. One, two, three. Oh, no, that's all you're gonna get. No. Nope, that's it. Oh, look at all this sweat. The way you shudder and growl and struggle. If it weren't for the handcuffs, well, I wouldn't want to be me. You'd probably bend me over this very chair and just ravish me. Floor would work too. On all fours. Oh, I can already hear your balls slapping against my clit as you pound into me, spanking my ass and pulling my hair. But then, the way you're all worked up right now, you'd come in a minute. Not much fun. It's getting boring after all. Your voice is why you're here in the first place. Such a shame I can't hear it. All right, let's get rid of this nasty gag. There. Happy? Oh, the way you pant, my poor boy. And so much saliva. Some water? You poor thing. Here. Anything you wanted to say? Oh, fuck. Oh. Damn it. Your voice. Say it again. I love the way you moan so fucking much. So hungry for me. So desperate. Say it again. I love it. What did you call me? Yeah. Beg for it. Like a good boy. My good boy. Oh, yeah. Growl for me. Growl more. It's so hot. What would you do? What would you do to me? Oh, God. More. Don't stop. I love the way you ramble so much. So, I'm your mistress, huh? Even as I am now, naked, on my knees, before you, ready to take your cock in my mouth. Oh, yeah. Say it again. Oh, God, you turn it all around. Damn you. I'd do anything to hear you beg like that. I will suck that gorgeous cock of yours all night. Milk you to the very last drop. But please, please, please don't stop talking. Oh, God, fuck my mouth deep and hard. But don't stop talking. No.